podcasting now.
You're listening to a Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy podcast.
We've had so much fun over the years poking fun at certain geographical locations. Obviously, for 20-something years, I've had a love affair with poking fun at Commerce City here locally. I was once asked to be a grand marshal of a parade in Commerce City because of all of the grief I've given them.
Really?
You didn't do it, did you?
Well, you would have been jumped.
Honest to God, I was going to do it, but I was out of town during their parade, so sure. I couldn't do it.
How convenient. Someplace better.
Hey, these things work out. Another place that we've had a lot of fun poking fun at is Florida. And it's just because every story we seem to see about somebody doing something stupid, wacky, dumb criminal stories, whatever, 90% of them come out of Florida. So it was with glee that I discovered Emily's father was moving from Colorado. And where was he going? The FLA.
Florida? My dad, my darling, beloved father, Harvey, the Harves, does live in Florida. And we were chatting the other day, and he's very happy about my new home purchase and that my mom and I bought this house together, and we're doing the basement up for a little, you know, bachelorette pad for Mumsy. And I was talking to the two boys here in the studio about it, about my parents, and they kind of have a weird relationship, and my parents have been divorced for a while.
I was wondering, because years, somebody was asking me that, how many years, roughly?
I think my parents got divorced when I was in, like, sixth grade.
All right, so about 20 years, roughly.
Yeah.
All right.
But there are many, many moments where my dad and I will be talking, and the Harvester has a couple shots in him, and then he says, "Hey, how's your mother?" And I'm like, "Oh, really? Yeah. How's that redhead? How's she doing?" And then other moments where mom and I will be sitting around with our glass of Chardonnay. And she says, "Oh, you know, I still think that sometimes me and your father are going to retire back in New York." I'm from New York originally. And so that's, you know, that's where our life started. And she's like, we're going to retire, and we're just going to be sitting on a front porch like we always said.
Now, the whole reason this came up is because Emily was saying, I have a feeling my dad might want to move back to Colorado from Florida, which we go, hopefully. And I said, what if he just moved in sometime with you and your mom?
You could be like the matchmaker.
Right.
You could set him back up.
I have. Before I moved back home, like when I lived in Vegas, I would come back home and visit. And I would tell my dad, I'm like, "Hey, Dad, let's have a daddy-daughter's dinner." And then I would tell my mom, "Mom, hey, let's go grab a bite. Let's go get happy hour." Oh, and what's this? Mom and Dad at the same restaurant at the same time?
What a coinkydink.
But here's the deal. I think that when they've been thinking about this for 20 years, and it's kind of like, this is the mother of my kids, father of my kids, whatever. We knew each other back, you know, way back when. And it's all rose-colored glasses at this point. You know, mom's just a really feisty redhead. As
it could totally happen, though. It's not unheard of.
That B word that ruined my life.
Listen, I have a very close friend of mine whose parents got divorced when my friend was, I don't know, 18 to 20, something like that. And her parents got divorced. You know, that was it. They were done. 3 years later, started dating again. A year after that, remarried, still married today, happier than ever. So they called it quits. They never fell out of love with each other, and they got remarried. Mm-hmm.
I have an aunt and uncle did the same thing, and it's so cool to see them get back together.
So this is very weird. I need to say, for anybody that is listening, Dad Harvey does have a lady in his life. They've been together for like a decade, and so mom has been with my stepdad for...
Understood.
So I'm just saying that there is no funny business. But I just wonder.
There's still there could be
love is a very hard fire to extinguish, isn't it? So,
do you still love any of your exes?
Yeah, absolutely. Because where does that love go when you say I love this person? I can't just switch off those mm-hmm. feelings. I'm not in love, but yes, I will always have
one nudge, maybe.
No.
One just glass of Chardonnay.
I'm just in drunk dial with my exes, not in love. No. But no, I still feel love for them because, you know, look at what it turned me into now. So
think about if you've got people who are listening to our show right now who are divorced, but one of them is still very much in love with the other. Now, we're excluding, please don't call us with stories of stalking and danger and stuff like that. We're just talking about everything's fine, everything's cool, but one is still really in love with the other. What do you do with that? And if you're the person who is not the one who's in love, but you still have warm feelings for them, you care about them, aren't you more likely when things are troubled in your other relationships that you know this person still is in love with me?
It's like having the backup plan.
Yeah, sort of.
Always.
Sort of.
You've always got a backup plan.
Or is it always the one that has your heart? Maybe not a backup plan, but like legitimately. Like you're just the one for me.
I don't think they're mutually exclusive. I think it could be the backup plan for one, but the other one totally still has their heart.
I would love to have some beans spilled this morning. Let's talk to some people.
I would love to hear from people who are bold enough to call us and admit, I'm still in love with my ex.
Jeremy, what do you know about this?
I don't love any of my exes. At all.
They can't possibly love you either.
Not a chance.
Have you even been in love before your wife?
No, not like this kind of love, at all. So I'm easy peasy.
God, you're
screwed him.
Hey, vanilla.
I will, if I was forced to say on the radio, I'd say, yes, I still have feelings for some people in my past.
Like actual, not just names. Like not rose-colored glasses, fondness, but hey, let's.
I still have feelings. Yeah.
Let's go.
I'm not
have
in
a pino-
love with them now, but I still have.
Like if something were to happen, you'd rekindle that and try it again.
Would it be possible? Maybe. Is that shocking to you, Emily?
Oh hell yes!
Why?
I love this.
Why?
Because
you know how close I stay with the majority of women that I've dated. We stay really close many times.
Sure,
still
but
friends.
I think it's easy for you to kind of move forward from relationships from what I've seen. That you're not going to sit around with a tub of Ben and Jerry's and Bridget Jones' Diary, and cry for a weekend.
I wish you would though.
I want everybody to think about that right now.
Try it. This portion of the program is brought to you by Hormone Health and Weight Loss.
So it's just I like to hear that maybe there is some stuff in you.
Here's Sarah. Hello, Sarah. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
So what do you think about this?
Well, I just have a story. I was in love with my ex, and now he's my husband.
Was he your husband before?
No.
He was an ex-boyfriend.
Yes.
Ah, all right. So you broke up. You were still in love with him, so you pestered him a little bit.
Yes, I just wanted him to commit. He was a little bit younger than me. He is a little younger, and he wouldn't do it. So we just tried to get back together and break up a few times over the course of, 3 years. Long story short, we didn't talk for a year, and we ran into each other and had a really great night. I was harboring some feelings. That's why we didn't talk for a year. I was so mad at him. And that night seemed really light and happy. And we had a few drinks. I was a little hungover the next day. He brought me some Gatorade. And on his way home, he was on his motorcycle. He got in a motorcycle accident. And I just remember I found out his dad answered his phone, and I rushed to the hospital. And I thought, please tell me we didn't just have this conversation and this really great night for it to be the last thing. And he ended up being okay. Aww. And I remember when he woke up at the hospital, the first thing he said is, I'm just glad I got to tell you I'm finally ready. And then we've been together.
That is a movie if I ever heard one.
That's fantastic.
There is not a dry eye in the room right now, Sarah.
I know.
It's pretty great.
Thanks for being on the show.
Good job.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for listening.
That's sweet.
Wear a helmet if you're on a motorcycle.
Here comes Lisa. Hello, Lisa. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
Are you still in love with an ex?
Yes, I am.
All right. What can you tell us about that?
Well, we dated for a while. We got engaged. I broke it off. We separated for a while, and then we kind of got back together. We're going to try and get engaged again. It didn't work, so we broke it back off again. And another gal swooped in and scooped him up within very few months and got married to him.
Oh,
and they're happily married now, and now they have a little girl.
How long ago did you break up with him the last time?
Oh, for, I guess it's been about maybe 8-9 years or so.
So you've been carrying this flame now for a married dude for like 8 or 10 years.
Yeah, well, he's only been married for about, I don't know.
Does he know? Yeah. Does he know you still love him?
Yeah, actually, we still talk. We, about once a month, either he calls me or I call him, and we just talk about what's going on in our lives and how things are, and, you know, every so often the words will come out, I miss you, well, I miss you too.
He's kind of keeping you on the shelf there, you know, as his backup plan.
Dangerous territory.
What about the wife?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I kind of wonder about that every so often, but I'm engaged now, and I'm getting ready to be married myself, so I'm okay, but it's just kind of, it's kind of nice that we still are able to conversate, but still be like, okay,
conversate.
That's fun.
You just need one more night.
And a few shots.
That's all you need.
You need to watch the movie
Make
Same Time Next Year is what you need to watch, because that's what you guys are turning into. Same Time Next Year. Lisa, thank you for being on the show, and good luck with you, okay?
Thank you.
All right.
You know what song I wish we could play right now? I believe the band is Hinder. It's called Lips of an Angel.
Oh,
yeah.
It's really good to hear your voice. That's a good song. People who know, they know. They're like, oh, Emily's so right.
Here's Dorothy. Hey, good morning, Dorothy.
Good morning, Dom. Hello, Jeremy.
Hey, how the hell are you?
Hey, girl.
Oh, I am fine. But I got a twist in my story.
All right, what's your twist?
My twist is he was my first love. He's dead, and I'm still in love. I can't shake him. Mm-mm. I cannot shake him.
Are you are you married to somebody else now?
Common law, yes.
All right, so you're living with a guy.
You've moved on.
Let me ask you this. The guy you're living with, does he know you're...
What? See, their birthdays are a day apart.
No, wait a minute. I have a question for you.
Yes.
Does the man you're living with now know that you're still in love with the man who passed away?
Yeah.
Does he?
But that's all right. I mean, he passed away.
I mean, I don't have no secrets.
Because here's why I say this. Because as a guy... It's one thing to know that she might still harbor feelings, but if the guy is gone, it's like that guy could never do no wrong. You know what I'm saying? He will always be the perfect ideal in your head.
Right. We were high school sweethearts. He's been gone for a while now. Mm. He died of cancer, you know, and his mother, we talk every weekend, and she always tells me, you know, Danny loves you. Like,
man.
Dorothy, listen, that's a great story. I'm happy for you, actually. So thank you for being on our show, and I hope you have a great weekend.
You too, all three of you.
Thanks, Dorothy. Bye-bye.
See, love, you can't just go away. Where does it go?
Hey, didn't the phrase say love don't die?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But I won't play the song. I promise, Jeff, I won't play the song.
Here's
Brianna. Hi, Brianna. Welcome to the show.
Hi, guys.
So, what do you think?
Okay. Well, I am in love with an ex, and it's really complicated here. He disappeared on me out of nowhere, so that was fun.
Wait a minute. What do you mean he disappeared?
What'd you do to him?
Like, he's wanted by the police?
He Houdini'd.
No, like, he full-on just, like, disappeared, deleted his number, and disappeared off the face of the planet. Well, I know where he's staying because he's a homeless bum, which adds another twist to that story. Yeah, he wants nothing to do with me out of nowhere, even though we were previously engaged.
So you're in love with a big fat jerk.
With a hobo.
Yes.
Been there.
But it's kind of hilarious because I just had an ex who I was together with for almost a year admit that he's still in love with me. The only issue is he lives in Indiana now.
Well, go to Indiana.
Does he have a house?
So do you still love the other guy, though? The hobo?
I know, right?
No, you still love him?
I have to say I do, but I don't think I'm in love.
And by the way, I was just kidding. Do not follow a man to Indiana. Make him move here.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm not doing that.
Right. Yeah.
Let me ask you something. With all of this drama and everything going on and all these guys and all these long relationships, how old are you?
I'm 18.
What?
Yes.
You're 18?
Yes.
Oh, Brianna, for goodness sakes, get rid of both of these guys and get out there and live your life.
I think I'm going to do that because I've kind of written off guys when I'm just focusing on my career.
You already mentioned the word engaged, and you're just now 18. Stop doing that.
Yeah, that was a bad mistake.
Yeah, that's a bad mistake. Yeah. Go live your life. You worry about that when you're 28, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
Are you going to do that? Say yes, Dom.
Yes, Dom.
Okay, you have a great day, okay?
You too.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
What is with all these 18-year-olds getting engaged?
She told me. She's just dating. She said, oh, man, we had some
dating.
Passion. Me and this guy, we had some passion.
Ooh, well.
I think we're all kind of jealous.
A little bit, actually.
I see. I want to know what the ring looks like if he doesn't even have a house.
Right.
He got it in a gumball
It's
machine.
A rope.
Even 18-year-old Brianna's engaged.
Make sure you like us on Facebook. Just search Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy.